Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Early morning with Sotumeya, 5 to 6 a.m.
Kaya FM 95.9.
You're listening to Kaya FM 95.9. This is the home of the Afropolitan, and you are listening to Early Morning with myself, Sotumeya. And joining me on the line, as usual, as we do it on a Monday, every single Monday morning, I've got Confidence Dilemma on the Confidence Booster. Thank you so much for joining us, Confidence.
Good morning, Soto. Good morning to the listeners, and thank you for having me.
Yes, today we're talking about something very important, I think, because, you know, many of us are always wanting to uncover this talent, know this talent, and use this talent. But we're talking about making room for your gift, because many times we don't do that.
Exactly, 100%. So the title, as you rightly said, Soto, is Making Room for Your Gift. And it's really inspired by a popular scripture which says, your gift will make room for you and bring you before kings. And that scripture essentially means that your talent will grant you opportunities for influence, opportunities for impact, and so forth. And many people want their gifts to make room for them, but few people are willing to make room for their gifts. Mm-hmm. And if you don't make room for your gift will not make room for you. What does making room for your gift mean? Let's extrapolate a little bit. Number one, making room for your gift means making room for identifying your gift. You know, there are many people who do not know what their real gift is. You know, some have careers, but they're not fulfilled in those careers because those careers are not aligned to their gifts. Mm. There's somebody whose gift is cooking or hospitality, but they have a career as a lawyer and they wonder why they're so unfulfilled. When you don't know your gift, you always feel like you're at a disadvantage. I have a quote that says, the easiest way to destroy the self-esteem of an elephant is to ask it to fly. Mm-hmm. You know, as big and strong as that elephant is, when you ask it to fly, you're asking it to operate outside of its gift, and you doom it to failure. And there are many elephants out there that are trying to fly, mm-hmm. and they wonder why they're not succeeding, why they lack the passion and drive for what they do. So you really have to identify your gift. You have to spend time by yourself and study yourself. You know, ask yourself, you know, what is it that I really love? What am I naturally good at? What am I passionate at? Mm-hmm. And also ask for divine assistance. You know, pray about it. Meditate on it. You know, God gave you that gift, and you should ask him to reveal it to you. Number two, making room for your gift means making room for development. Once you've uncovered your gift, you must make room for developing that gift. For instance, if you know that you've got a gift for singing or writing or IT, you know, start being deliberate about developing that gift. Even if you are gifted in something that's unrelated to your current stream or your current career, mm-hmm. set aside time and devote it to the development of your gift. You know, you may be a teacher, but you have a gift for fashion design. You know, buy the fashion design textbooks, enroll for a fashion design course. Mm. If you don't develop your gift, will never make room for you. One of the things that, you know, makes people neglect developing their gift is the thought that says it's too late. You know, maybe you've been in your career or your current stream for so long that, you know, venturing out to start something new seems impossible. You know, but as long as you've got breath in your lungs, you still have opportunity.
Then it's not too late.
It's not too late. It's never too late. You know, there are countless stories of people who started quite late in their lives and they made it. You know, probably the most famous is the one of Kenneth Sanders, who started KFC at the age of 66. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people have gone through life and at a stage where they feel, you know, there's so much life behind me that I don't see much in front of me. But as long as you have breath in your lungs, you know, at 50 you can start a new career. At 50 you can enroll in that course. At 50 you can say, you know what, I've suppressed this gift of singing, this gift of writing, this gift of, you know, whatever it is. You can mm-hmm. start and say, I've suppressed it for so long, but as long as the seed is still there, the seed has not died. And if I just start planting it, if I start developing it, then I know that it will bring fruition. So it's not too late to start developing your gift. Whether you're 20 or you're 80, if you still have breath in your lungs, then you can still do something about your gift and you can still bring it to maturity. Number three, making room for your gift means making room for mentorship. You know, it's important to seek out people who are doing what you want to do. You know, there's a Chinese proverb I love that says, if you want to know where to go, ask those who are returning. Mm-hmm. Whatever field you'd like to join, you know, there are people that are succeeding in it, and you have to find those people who are succeeding in that area, you know, who are more experienced than you, and start learning from them. And a lot of people ask, you know, okay, you talk about mentorship, but how do I find how do I find the mentor, and how do I get people to mentor me? The key to finding a good mentor is to become a good mentee. Mm-hmm. You have to become an attractive mentee. You know, people who are successful, who are succeeding in different endeavors, their time is limited. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have much time. And when they see potential and they say, okay, if I spend my time and my knowledge with this person, then I know that it will be a time invested, and there's something, there's a good return that I can get out of this person, and they can develop and become somebody great. So the key to finding a good mentor is to become a great mentee. You must show the willingness to learn, and you must show that you have the drive to succeed. And a lot of mentors or potential mentors, when you come to them, they'll ask you, but what have you been doing already? All this time. So you must show a track record, even if it's not, you know, a long track record, but you must say, this is, you know, what I've started, this is the course that I've started, this is the material that I've developed, I've registered the business, here's the website, here's my marketing plan, et cetera, et cetera. So you must already be on the journey. You don't find your mentor sitting down and hoping they'll come to you, or you calling them to you, but you're sitting down. You must be running the journey already, and you'll find them on the way and say, this is how much space and time I've covered. Can you help me get further? Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you become quite an attractive mentee, and people will mentor you. You know, whatever field, as I said, whether it's business, whether it's sports, whether it's, you know, it's the catering industry, whatever field you want to go into, you have to become an attractive mentee so that people will be willing to mentor you. Mm-hmm. And just to close, number one, we said making room for your gift means making room for identifying your gift. Number two, it means making room to develop your gift. Number three, it means making room for mentorship. And I want to end off with the quote that I started with. If you want your gift to make room for you, you must make room for your gift.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, Confidence, and thank you for making us think very differently about our talents and our gifts.
Awesome. Thank you for the opportunity, Soto.
Thank you very much. So that is Confidence Dilemma on the Confidence Booster, talking about your gift, about your talent. What many people always talk about, you know, sometimes you think you don't know what your talent is. Sometimes you know what your talent is, but you don't know how to use it. And a very important conversation. They're talking about making room for that talent, for that gift. If you are just joining us, it is 13 minutes after 5. You're listening to the home of the Afropolitan. And this is Early Morning with myself, Soto Mayor.
Early Morning with Soto Mayor, 5 to 6 a.m.
Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.